FM 90.3 WJTL Music coming your way from Sovereign Grace. You are our hope. Good morning to you. It's 8:18.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny and humid. We have a chance of some showers and storms, most likely after 4 today. High 81, low 52 tonight. Still a chance of showers and storms on the overnight. And then partly sunny and just 68 for the high tomorrow. Clouds and rain and 65 for the high Saturday. And then we're back near 80 with partly sunny skies Sunday and Labor Day Monday. Right now, we are stuck at 63.
We're talking to our friend Daryl Stolzfus this morning. You probably know Daryl in a multitude of ways. We certainly do. Today, we're talking to Daryl because he is the regional team leader for Christ in Action throughout our area. Good morning to you, Daryl.
Good morning, Fred and Lisa.
Hey.
I think when Hurricane Harvey hit, Daryl, you were one of the first people to email me and say, we've already began to mobilize. We're not quite ready to tell you when we're going or what we're doing yet, but can we talk later this week? And right away, of course, Daryl, I know Christ in Action is doing great things, and especially for what has happened with those folks in Texas. Tell us a little bit about what you're hearing from Texas and what Christ in Action plans to do.
Sure. First of all, Fred and Lisa, we really want to appreciate, I appreciate so much the relationship that Christ in Action has with WJTL and the listeners in the area. Anytime we deploy to a national disaster, you guys have been there. So when you don't hear from me, it's a good thing. But obviously, we're in a situation here where it's just devastating down there. But we've had many of the listeners from this area sign up and deploy to one of our deployments or national disasters over the years, and we certainly appreciate that. You know, it's amazing. This Hurricane Harvey was just so long-lasting, and it's so devastating, and it's so widespread. And I don't think we're going to really know exactly what all has happened until all the floodwaters, go down all over Houston. And the interesting thing is, the eye of the storm actually hit Corpus Christi, which is the area that we're deploying to, and it just devastated that area. But obviously Houston, just because of the widespread destruction and floodwaters that are still there, has really gained the majority of the attention, which is rightly so. But it's so many of these other areas south of Texas, and Corpus Christi is about 4 hours south of Houston, which is where we're actually just deploying. But, we can set up there now because there's no standing water anymore. We can go in and start with that relief effort. In Houston, that's going to be a while, even for some areas, just because you can't get in and see all the damage until that water goes down. But it's just absolutely devastating.
So you talk about going to Corpus Christi. Are you taking volunteers from our area? When are you leaving? How does that work?
No, that's great. Good question. And there's basically four areas to get involved. First of all, you can go to the website, ChristInAction.com, ChristInAction.com, that's all it is. You can go there, click on that banner, and it'll give you some ideas of what's happening. But we are ready to accept volunteers beginning September 4th. They're going to be set up on the ground there by tomorrow or setting up tomorrow there. And it's only about 10 minutes from the airport there at Corpus Christi. So, get on there, sign up. We don't have the address necessarily public knowledge until you actually sign up, because we don't want people just coming down and showing up. We want to keep it organized. It keeps our teams organized. So you will get the information as you sign up and give the dates when you'd be able to get there. Christ in Action is committed to being there in that area till the end of October. Who knows after that? I mean, this is going to be months and years of recovery for this area. We'll start accepting those volunteers on September 4th. And you can also on there, you can say, hey, are there others from the area that are coming? We'd like to try and get together. We'll certainly do the best we can to connect you with those people, but there's no guarantee. The best thing probably is to just grab 2, 3, 4 friends and say, hey, let's fly down, because Southwest right now, I just looked last night, Southwest has round-trip airfare, if you pick the right days, for like $600, up to $1,000 a piece. So that's really not bad to fly down. And once you get there, your food's taken care of, your lodging's taken care of, and they take care of everything right there. You have showers on site. They have a trailer that has showers, and we'll take skilled women, unskilled women, unskilled men, skilled men, children, but you have to be over 18. So you do have to be over 18, but we'll take any of them because you can go out. Maybe you can't cut down a tree or gut a home, but you can help with the meals and different things like that because we're serving meals as well. So that is the first way to, we really need volunteers to go down. The second way is to give financially. Just to give you an idea, each truck that goes down, it costs about $750 just to get there. And they bring a convoy of 12 trucks. So, you know, it's over $9,000 just for fuel. So it, you know, it could be upwards to $15,000 to $20,000 just for Christ in Action to deploy. So you can see that it's very costly. So you can give financially. It costs about $5,000 or $6,000 a week just to stay on site as well. So that's a great one. Christ in Action, those have been there, know this, but the capabilities that they have, they can feed up to 15,000 meals a day. It's about a 20,000 square foot tent warehouse that they have, that holds all essentials, water, clothing, personal hygiene, items to give out. And then they go down with a chain load, chainsaw, skid loaders, all kinds of things. So they also supply an internet cafe for the people in that area that just have no electricity, no way to get in touch with FEMA, that people can sign up and get the help from FEMA that they need too. So, and the third area, is prayer. Pray for Christ in Action. Pray for the volunteers that are going down. Pray for the people that have lost everything. Basically the goal is to bring hope, get people out of that feeling of helplessness. But there's people from all over the nation that are descending on Houston through all kinds of different organizations, and Christ in Action is just one of them. And then we also have chaplains that are certified through Christ in Action that are there to minister spiritually and emotionally to their needs. And then the fourth area is there's actually a link on the website where you can click, and it'll show you through Amazon the equipment and some things that they need to continue to do what they're doing down there. So those are the areas, the main areas, and all that's found on the website.
We're talking with Daryl Stolzfus. Daryl, the regional team leader for Christ in Action. They're deploying September 4th. If you would like to volunteer, you could sign up at ChristInAction.com. The other ways that you could help is by donating. They need funds to be able to take all their trucks and all their supplies. And praying, of course, is most important. And then lastly, you could see through their link what kind of supplies they do need. Here's an opportunity for you to get involved. ChristInAction.com. And Daryl, thank you for laying that out so clearly. I know there's a lot of people that when they see what's happening in Texas, when they see what the kind of devastation, you feel paralyzed. What can I possibly do? And I love that you put out there, here's the steps. Here's how you can help.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because you look at all those videos and yeah, it does tell a story, but until you're actually on the ground helping somebody in their house and you know, it's just hard to imagine this widespread devastation. One thing that always strikes me when we deploy is you can have somebody riding in to get help that was on a bicycle and getting water and they just need a meal, they need the basic essentials. And then the very next vehicle that drives in is a Mercedes-Benz because they just lost everything, their house and everything that they have. And you have these two people from very different worlds, and at that moment, they're on the exact same playing field. Both of them have lost everything. And so you minister to them in that way, and it's a very sad thing, but when you look at all the help that's coming and what Christ in Action and you as an individual right here from Lancaster County can do when you're deployed down there and just talking with people and helping them through this. The main thing is that these people need to know that they're not doing this alone. And it's a very lonely feeling when you lose everything. And it's just incredible to be able to have a incredible blessing to be able to help people.
Christ in Action works with local pastors, with the local government. You know, so many times, Daryl, we hear, just don't go down. People want to jump on a plane and go down. Go down with Christ in Action because you guys are the ones with the connections.
That is very true. We were actually part of the George Bush when he put out the lessons learned after Katrina. Christ in Action was part of that report as a faith-based organization And so, yeah, we do have connections with the government and the churches even down in that area and working with that. And so, yeah, it's a great organization to get hooked up with.
You can donate now online. You could send supplies. You could pray. You could volunteer. Do it all at ChristInAction.com. Daryl, blessings to you as you organize the teams that go down there. Thank you so much for taking your time to call and letting us know what's going on and allowing our listeners to become a part of it.
You bet. Thanks again, guys.
Back to the music we go with Switchfoot. This is Hope is the Anthem on FM 90.3.